Oship at the end. Nadezhda, dreaming of the icons, shuddering awake and seeing the sheen of the dark wood and the dark eyes of the saint. Whenever a friend chanced them abed, they startled at the grinding of the elevator late at night, when they came, and waited for the knocking of the tired men in their nightcoats. The morning he was taken, they had watched starlings in the snow dropping upon the stubbled fields, wings rigid in their approach. Oship, thin as a wafer, declaiming to Zex, who fed him bread and meat and who asked him to recite another. His heart gave out in a camp in the north. They said, a man grown so thin he didn't exist but for his breath in the air above his bunk. What was left went into a pit, stripped, his tatters of clothing not to be wasted, one tin tag wired to his leg. I have his poems in my hand, so many saved by Nadezhda in memory, hidden with friends, kept safe from the ones whose only language were orders.